In the first reading today, we hear about created wisdom. And that sounds a little strange to us because the wisdom of God is uncreated. And yet it says, "For he did all these things, he created me." So what are we talking about? We're talking about the person of Jesus. And when we're talking about something that happens outside of the Trinity itself, that would be called created because it has a beginning in time. Whereas the Trinity himself, obviously, is uncreated. There is no beginning in time because there is no beginning. So anything that's outside of the Trinity itself in the way that God interacts within the world, that is what is known as created. And so that's what that would imply. Now, what's important to recognize in this reading is that God specifically chose a people for himself. It's not anything that we didn't know already. He chose the people of Israel for himself. And it was there in the temple in Zion, as we hear, that he found his joy. We ask ourselves, considering that God created everyone on the face of the earth, why would he choose one people for himself? After all, we're all made for the truth, everybody. He gave to everybody natural law written in our hearts. He gave us all the means of being able to accept the truth and to understand it. He revealed that truth to the Jewish people, and now he has revealed that to us through the church, the fullness of the truth as we have it. So he has given it to the world so that everybody can get it. But there are many who don't want it. The devil, of course, has done his part to be able to sow his lies. Human sin gets in the way of people being able to grasp the truth. We see that certainly in the Old Testament with what happened for the Jewish people, but all we have to do is look in the last 2,000 years and we've got the fullness of truth, and even people who are Catholic don't want it. Just look at what's going on in the church today. The hierarchy doesn't even want it. And so, when these people have been given the truth on a silver platter and they don't want it because it's easier to believe a lie, it's easier to live a lie, it's more fun to do what I want rather than what God wants. And so we reject the truth because we think we have something better. But out of that chosen people, God chose them in a very particular way because it was the means through which he was going to bring salvation to the world. That out of that people, God was going to raise up one human person, one extraordinary woman who was going to be able to live the fullness of the truth, who was going to not only accept the truth but put it fully into practice. 100%, that she would love God so perfectly that God would be able to be formed in her womb, in his humanity, to come to save humanity itself. This is a mystery that is so far beyond our comprehension. In fact, I was just writing about it this week, and I thought, isn't it interesting when you stop to think about Satan? He's the highest angel that God created, which means he is not only the most intelligent angel that God created, but interestingly, of all the angels, Satan was the angel who was given the ability to love God more than any other angel. He's the highest. Remember, the word seraph means a fiery one. He is on fire for the love of God. And the mystery of the incarnation, the fact that God would come down and become one of us in the womb of a human woman, was love so far beyond even what the highest angel was able to comprehend that he said no. But one human woman said yes. Thanks be to God. Think about just the amazing act of faith and the immense charity that Our Lady had. When the highest angel with the greatest intellect and the most love in creation could not comprehend this. If you want to know how much God loves you, that love that God has for you in choosing to redeem us in the way that he did is so far beyond what even the highest angels can comprehend. That's how much he loves you. It's not, well, I guess God kind of loves me, maybe a little bit. No, 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 no. God loves you so much that not even the highest angel could even begin to comprehend it. And he rejected it. And yet God, in his wisdom, gave to a human creature a love that is even greater than the highest of the angels. And as we know from St. Louis de Montfort, her love is greater than all of the angels and all of the saints combined, as only a mother could do. But that's what allowed her to say yes. She couldn't comprehend it because it's a love that is infinite, but she could accept it, and she did. Thanks be to God. And so it was out of that one people that God chose for himself specifically so that he could raise up this one person, out of that one people, so that he could become one of us to redeem us. Now he has chosen a people for himself, and we are, thanks be to God, are part of that people. But now it's for us. Maybe we can't comprehend. Maybe we can't love as much as Our Lady, obviously. But we have to look at it and ask ourselves, do I want that truth? And am I willing to love God as much as I possibly can? It's all that God's going to ask. If you love him 100%, so for Our Lady, 100% might be this big. For me, it might be that big. But God doesn't care about that. He's looking at it and saying, look, if this is the capacity you have and you are loving 100%, he's perfectly filled with joy for that. Because you can't do any more than 100%. So don't compare yourself to somebody else. Don't compare yourself, especially to our Blessed Lady. Just look at God and love him to the fullness of your ability. That's all that he's asking. And while we might look at it and go, well, but if he's asking 100%, isn't that kind of asking a lot? No, because it's what you're created for. It's the very thing that's going to fulfill you. It's the only thing that's going to fulfill you, so it's what's best for you. So that's what he's looking for. And if you can love him 100%, then flowing from that love, you can love the people around you 100%. That's what our Blessed Lady did. That's what our Blessed Lord did and continues to do. That is the kind of love that the angel who could love the most could not grasp and said no. Now it's for us. It's our choice. Are we going to say yes or are we going to say no? A lot of us just sort of want to be in the middle. Yeah, well, yeah. There's no middle ground. Remember Jesus said, be hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So we have to make a choice. It's either love or not. We have the two examples. We have our Blessed Lady, and we have the evil creature. So which one are we going to follow? That's the choice that we have to make. It should be pretty obvious, obviously, but Unfortunately, in our humanness, we get pretty messed up sometimes, and it doesn't seem so obvious to us. So we have to make a choice. God made his choice. He chose you. From all of humanity, he has chosen you. And he loves you so immensely. Now the question is simply, how much do I love God?